This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't have
recently.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Welcome to the show, and thank you for your trust. We appreciate you. You have us as the number one radio show across the nation right now, as well as into 53 countries. With that said, friends, let's get to it real quick. I seen a meme this morning, a post. And this is what it says. Over 7,000 Hondurans are now headed to our border with the camera crews and support vehicles 2 weeks before the midterm elections. By the way, I did want to interject this thought because it's important for you to know this. Facebook, I've shared this with you in the past, but it comes to my memory right now that Facebook shut down my Facebook account 2 months, 30 days, times two, 2 weeks apart for the same post from 2014. They banned my page for 30 days right before the elections. What do you think's going on a broader scale, folks, if we can see this right in front of us? I just wanted to share that with you because I don't want you to play the stooge to those that think that they're getting away with something, because they're not. They're on the same ship we are, regardless if they want to admit it or not. It sinks, so do they. But I want you to listen to this. Over 7,000 Hondurans are now headed to our border with camera crews and support vehicles 2 weeks before the midterm elections. You've seen corruption in government do this for decades. Little by little. I mean, look what's going on over in California. That lunatic that Californians tolerate, Jerry Brown, he has criminals inside of prison systems. He wants them to vote. He wants illegals to vote. They call his state, now he calls his own state, a sanctuary state. Really? California? Really, America? Because this is happening all across the country. You know, we've done several pieces on the mayors across the United States of America, are really felons masquerading as mayors, drawing illegals into the United States of America. You see the agenda going forward regardless of who's in the administration. Same agenda, different players, but that's all. Nothing more, nothing less. But I want to stop and I want you to think about this. Over 7,000 Hondurans are now headed to our border with camera crews and support vehicles 2 weeks before the midterm elections. The rest of this post goes as follows. If you don't know that this was funded by Democrat activists, then you're not paying attention. America? Really? America? Are you kidding me? Where's the commander-in-chief? Where's that wall that was promised? We've done on the radio for you the ever-changing promises concerning the wall. And I'm not going to go through all that right now. But folks, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have shared with you over and over and over again the influx of illegals coming across the southern border. And we're seeing this happen through the northern border as well. Don't forget about the northern border, friends. Okay? And again, I want you to recollect, friends, I'm not talking about a third world country. I'm talking about the United States of America today. But now, those that are caught up into the Republican versus the Democrats, both sides are impotent. Both sides are doing nothing. Here, I can tell you what's happening today while you're being distracted, friends. When I go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you're still caught up into this witch hunt that's created. You know as well as I do, there's going to be no prosecutions. The headline goes, sonsoflibertymedia.com, FBI admits using multiple confidential human sources to spy on Trump campaign. Okay? It's not true. It's charades. This is the circus of politics. Because, again, to prove my point, if it wasn't, then where is the commander-in-chief to bring forth that DOJ to drop the hammer on the crimes of those that are illegally spying on him? Going back to the Post, with over 7,000 Hondurans that are now headed to our border. Keep in mind, they're being fed and they're being led to the border of the United States of America. Okay? Where's the commander-in-chief, all you Trumpites, to stop this? A month ago, I showed you video, 25 consecutive minutes of illegals crossing over the southern border. You didn't want to listen to that. A week later, we also bring forth a video showing heavily armed militants crossing the southern border over into Arizona. You didn't want to hear that. Now you have 7,000 Hondurans coming in, which are headed towards our southern border right now, 2 weeks before the midterm elections. And then you have those that are caught up into the game blaming the Democrats for what the President of the United States of America isn't doing, namely his job. Well, what do you mean, Bradley? He's the commander-in-chief. He has the military. Read the Constitution of the United States of America. He said, well, we're going to put the military at the border and we'll do everything within our power to stop them from coming into the United States of America. Why has it come this far? America? Americans are going to figure out what's going on in their country after you lose everything. That's just how it's going to go. Americans are sitting back right now asleep because they haven't figured out how the game is played. There is no difference between the right and left paradigm, which is used to divide and conquer once again, Mark 3:25. And now you have these illegals all the more coming into the United States of America. And on top of it, you have within the borders 90 Muslims running for those elections across the United States of America, which is completely antithetical and in direct contrast to the United States Constitution. But again, if you don't know the difference and the president doesn't do his job, nothing's going to happen. You know, what I suggest is you do your homework and study the past, because it's time for the American people to do for themselves what their said government is failing to do. And if you want to continuously play along with the circus of politics, rest assured what I said earlier is going to come to pass. You're going to figure out how this game is being played after you lose everything. And I remember back in the 80s, there was a band called Cinderella. They sang a song, and it was called, "You Don't Know What You Got Until It's Gone." See, we got the grown-ups blaming the Democrats, and we got the Democrats blaming the Republicans. We got the president of this new administration that does absolutely nothing concerning his promises as a commander-in-chief with the DOJ to prosecute those, as you're being distracted through what? A witch hunt, which, by the way, 9 times out of 10 comes to absolutely nothing. But again, if you don't want to listen to what I have to say, learn your lesson the hard way, friends. It's all by design.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, "I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers." They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to jump on Facebook, you can do that. Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean, double E. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Again, Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. If you'd also like to jump over to our Sons of Liberty Media Bradley Dean site, you can on YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media as well. Also wanted to let you know, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, what we're going to do is we're going to get over to False Prophets Setting America at War with God in just a moment here. I want to highlight some of the things that are going on in the United States of America today. Again, I just highlighted on sonsoflibertymedia.com that the FBI admits using multiple confidential human sources to spy on Trump campaign. Okay, let me ask you something. Well, where's the Trump campaign to prosecute those that are violating the law? That's the whole purpose of government, friends, to restrain men from violating that law. I mean, do you want to sit back and play the fool, friends? Because that's what the American people are doing right now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, sodomite man accuses Senator Cory Booker of sexual assault. Remember he was blatantly with a whore's forehead and brazenly, friends, coming forward and mocking accusations against other people? Well, guess what? Now here comes his. So that's on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well. On SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we also have the real enemies of the people. We see organizations such as the SPLC. We see ACLU. Now we see CARE. We have Planned Parenthood. And keep in mind, friends, they all came in as a bunch of little puppies that needed to be pet, right? Well, the fact of the matter is we can see that they're nothing but a bunch of wolves. And the longer you give them, the more ground they take. Many of these organizations have no constitutional standing whatsoever, friends. But yet again, they're here because the American people don't know the difference that they're not supposed to be illegally doing the things that they're doing. But again, they are. And as they say, they'll will always do whatever you let them get away with, and that's exactly what they're doing again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Have Pastors Forsaken America, Part 2. Friends, I want to tell you something first and foremost. When you look in Scripture, the Bible tells us this. First the apostle, then the prophet, and then the teacher in 1 Corinthians 12:28. Let me say that again. First the apostle, then the prophet, and then the teacher, in that order. Okay, you can also go over to Ephesians 4:11, and you'll also see throughout the New Testament, friends, that pastor is brought up one time. I have a question for you. Why are pastors leading the flock? Huh? I mean, many of them are apostolic, but they're called pastors, when in fact, that's the furthest thing from the truth. They're not pastors, they're apostolic. Why are the pastors leading the flock, America? Hey, Christians, 86% of you, why are the pastors leading the flock? Doesn't that run up against everything Scripture teaches us? Why? Of course, yes, it does, Bradley. But these are questions that need to be addressed by our pastor, I can just hear you say. Yep. Anytime they would like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Why is the church upside down? Well, you have the pastor leading what it's not supposed to lead whatsoever. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also wanted to let you know that we have Germans say Cologne jihadi appeared disheveled, so he may not have been a jihadi. In Germany, friends, you can see Mrs. Merkel over there, the prime minister, the person of the year, according to Time magazine, friends, in America. As a matter of fact, criminal Hillary Clinton said that she is her most admired woman concerning Miss Merkel, the prime minister out of Germany, who is responsible for smacking her flag, the German flag, and saying that Germany belongs to Islam. We also understand what's going on over there. And by the way, we're seeing this here in Minnesota as well. But what's happening is governments are actually kicking people out of their homes to make way for those from the Middle East, namely the Muslims. Boy, that sounds like perfect scripture to me. Of course it does. Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26. I'm still waiting for someone to confront me on this issue or to set me straight on this issue. Where are you at? I just don't get it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have freed UK jihad preacher Anjum Chordy. As Muslims, we have no choice but to support the Islamic State. We know over in the UK right now, as a matter of fact, I have a friend that's a pilot, and I wanted to go over to the UK because they have a plethora of history on the church. John Wesley, we have John Bunyan, we have Charles Spurgeon, we have William and Catherine Booth, Smith Wigglesworth. If we go over just a little bit over to Scotland, we have John Knox. We can go over to William Wallace. You know him as Braveheart. Folks, it's just rich with Christian heritage over there. But he told me, Bradley, I can't have you come over here because it's just getting so far out of hand. It's becoming so dangerous now. I know that they have 30 mayors now in the UK, just to show you how it works. But keep in mind what they had to do first before they began to interject and place and plant these individuals. They first had to demoralize the people, and the people took the bait, and now they're losing the country. Again, don't advocate what God condemns, because if you do, you can rest assured the enemy is on their heels, and they're going to come through the same door. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have millionaire Claire McCaskill calls for a special prosecutor to investigate a Project Veritas for exposing her corruption. Folks, this is not the first time we've seen this before, and this is proof that you are dealing with the face of totalitarianism. You have a corrupt U.S. senator from Missouri who's a millionaire, Claire McCaskill, being exposed for her crimes, being uncovered, right? Luke 12:2, read it when you get a moment. As she's being uncovered for her crimes, she wants to go ahead and bring forth a special prosecutor to investigate the investigators, and those investigators are there uncovering her for who she is. That's using the law against the law. friends. That is the definition of tyranny. That is the definition of totalitarianism. Folks, you can call them what you will. They're tyrants. They're criminals, okay? I'm so sick and tired. Well, that's fascism. Well, you know, this is over here arbitrary government. This over here is totalitarian government. This over here is this, that, and the other. You know what? They all have the same father who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and his name is Satan, okay? Call it for what it is. And quit branding it. Instead of dealing with all the branches on the tree, why don't you lay the axe to the root of it and drop the whole thing the way that John the Baptist did? That would be the right thing to do and send the message, we're not going to tolerate your crimes. But here we have a criminal politician calling for a special prosecutor to investigate Project Veritas for exposing her corruption. Remember Loretta Lynch, that criminal under Barack Hussein Obama, the bigger criminal, right? The foreign sodomite plant. Isn't it interesting how when they were being exposed, namely Planned Parenthood, Loretta Lynch got a special prosecutor to go after the investigator that exposed Planned Parenthood for selling baby parts. Has that stopped? Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, 3 weeks ago, Donald Trump signed a minibus bill. It's called a minibus bill, a mini version of an omnibus bill. And with that said, he refunded, I'm sorry, it never stopped. He funded Planned Parenthood and its research on baby parts. Okay? Cross-check me. Do yourself a favor and cross-check me. Yes, Donald Trump just did do this. The opposite, again, of what he said he would do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, I want to let you know what's going on. Again, in Maine, we have Muslim migrants. Listen carefully, friends. These poor people that play the victim and they need your help. A Muslim migrant activist targeting businesses with discrimination complaints. America, we're ruled by law. We're not ruled by opinion. Okay? This is America. This is not Somalia. Again, on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Muslim migrant, this is how they break down the system, by the way. And by the way, friends, this is exactly what the ACLU did when it began to attack Christians in the public square. They just little by little, they use the media to put the fear in the people so they'll capitulate rather than to stand up and fight. Well, accordingly, namely according to Scripture, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. So I'm trying to figure out where Christ is in their profession. Apparently, he's a MIA. Because he never showed up. He is there, and he gives the Holy Ghost to those that obey him, not those that claim that they belong to him. Let's keep that into perspective. Acts 5, read it when you get a moment. But again, in Maine, Muslim migrant activists targeting businesses with discrimination complaints. I can tell you one of them went into a coffee shop, and as she went into a coffee shop, she asked what was in the bean. The Muslim migrant asked the waitress what was in the bean, and she said that the waitress rolled her eyes at her, so therefore she's bringing forth a lawsuit. Pay attention to what's happening, America. You're going to either set the message and the precedent that we're not going to tolerate this, or it's going to get worse. And again, keep in mind, remember just not too long ago we had a baker that went through hell backwards to get to heaven? Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven? That said he wouldn't bake a cake for two men. Yeah. And do you see how those victims, those homosexuals, bullied him all the way to the Supreme Court where he ended up winning the day? That's what we need to do. That's what we need to do, too. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Members of the illegal immigrant caravan chanted, Si se puede, as they made their way north through Mexico, having defied the will of one country and vowing to test the spine of the United States. The caravan has ballooned to 14,000 people, and many of them are males. And this Honduran male joined Fox News and says he knows he's not going to qualify for asylum, so he's going to have to sneak across the border illegally.
I know this is not going to be easy, but, you know, it's a lot of people. I don't think he's going to be able to stop a lot of everybody.
Turkey's president vowed to go into detail in a major speech Tuesday on the findings of his country's investigation into the death of Saudi writer Jamil Khashoggi amid mounting international skepticism over the Saudi government's latest claim that the dissident journalist died in a chaotic fistfight. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
So, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You know, I got a couple things here. I mean, you know, the big companies, like, big corporations like EMI, and the list goes on. I don't really care who they are. I'm just talking about big corporations for the most part. You know, it's interesting to note that big corporations in America will hire out troubleshooters to spot the problems within their companies to remove obstacles that stand in the way of the growth of their business. Yet in America today, both the church and the government, which merely reflect the people, will have nothing to do with such troubleshooters when it comes to being corrected in the face of a just and a holy God. At least not for now. Okay? And when they are, they'll do their best to hide it if they can. I mean, folks, why should America listen to repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand? Matthew 3:2. I mean, according to Americans, she has nothing to repent for. I mean, in America's imagination, she feels that she's been delivered to do what she wills without the rule of God's government. And let me ask you, America, how's that working out for you? You know, if you go over to Jesus Christ, remember when he asked the question in Matthew 16:19, he said, "Who do men say that I am?" And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist. You remember, he was the guy that pointed his finger at King Herod for all the evils in which he had done in Luke 3:19. Some said Elijah. Remember, Elijah confronted the king, Ahab and Jezebel? Not in that order, by the way. And the false prophets on Mount Carmel, 1 Kings 18:17. And others like Jeremiah. Remember, Jeremiah was sent to warn the kings, the priests, as well as the people who turned their back on God. Read Jeremiah 1:10. And they went on and said, or one of the prophets. That's found in Matthew 16:19. So what do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They all highlighted the prophets that pointed their fingers. You know, and the Bible says that he spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes, the religious hypocrites of the day. You know, what this all comes to is America has forgotten that God in his mercy sacrificed his son for the sins of the world. 1 John 2:2. He's the propitiation, the appeasement between God and man through Jesus Christ. And he did this all to set a people free from that which brings them into bondage, sin. John 8:36, Colossians 1:13. See, in truth, the American people have turned on their liberator only to fall into the pit which they have dug through their purposed and willful acts of lawlessness. See, the Bible clearly tells us they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. Let me say that again. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. Let me stop there real quick. You know, I was talking to an individual the other day on the radio. I'm sorry, on the telephone. And it was interesting. When I was talking to him, he was talking about doing on events in his particular state. And it seems like the only time I ever hear from this guy is when he's in trouble, because he gets afraid. And then he wants to talk because he needs help understanding what's going on. See, when the cross comes, people freak. I mean, look to the apostles, for example. When Jesus was talking about going up to Jerusalem to be crucified by the hands of sinners, the scribes, the Pharisees, the rulers of the people, wasn't it interesting the apostles all sat around talking about who's going to be the greatest? See, there's a difference between the will of the Spirit and the understanding of the Holy Ghost and the will of the flesh and the understanding of a fallen reprobate. When Jesus is going to the cross trying to explain to those that didn't understand, they were talking about who's going to be the greatest while he's going to be crucified for the sins of the world. And so going back to this guy that wanted to do an event in his state, and I told him, I said, listen, what's going to happen is there's going to be a warfare that comes with this. And then once it got a little closer to start putting an event together in his particular state, he started acting outside of character. That's called spiritual warfare. See it all the time. People talk the talk, but when it's time to walk the walk, they don't understand that you have to practice what you preach because you're going to be tried by the very fire that, again, you are preaching. We're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. And I said to him, you know, I expected a little bit more from you than this. I said, you're acting outside of character. He said, I don't need the condemnation. Really? You want me to come in and shine a light that you're unwilling to shine, to do a job for you that you're unwilling to do, and you call it condemnation when I tell you you're going to have to do your part? And I said to him, I said, it's by the way, folks, I hear this kind of stuff all the time. They don't understand that every step of the way, when you are a preacher, when you are a Christian, the devil is not going to forfeit one inch. You have to take it by force. Matthew 11:12. And the Holy Ghost does that for you. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And that's why when you read in Ephesians 6:12, it talks about the warfare and the armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, your loins girt about with truth, your feet shod with the preparation and readiness of the gospel of peace, the sword of the Spirit, again, the helmet of salvation, the word of God. Hey, now, folks, it just goes on and on and on and on. And then go over to Hebrews 4:12 and read that along with Ephesians 6:12 and put those two together. First Ephesians, then Hebrews. And I just when I hear this from people, it's folks, here, let me say this. I remember one time we put a fleece out every year when we do the state fair. And, of course, we have all these people that love Jesus so much, and then when it's their opportunity to show the world how much they love him, they say that they say to me, well, I can't subject myself and my family to that. This is real testimony, friends. We hear this stuff constantly from people. It's like, wait a second, so when the cross comes to you, then it's condemning. But when the cross comes to me, that's my job. Well, the fact of the matter is I'm not complaining about what I'm called to do. You are. And then you have the audacity and your scriptural ignorance to say that don't throw condemnation on me to try to get me to do what we're going to do here. Wait a second. First and foremost, it was your idea. Secondly, when it's time for you to bear the cross, you don't want to bear the cross. Well, the Bible tells me that you are not to sow seed with an ox or an ass together. So, therefore, and it also tells us in Amos 3:3 that how can two walk together lest they be agreed? Either you're going to bear your cross and do your part, instead of me just doing my part, so we can do this together the way that the Bible teaches us to do so in Ephesians 5. And everybody's going to bring their part to the table that we might increase together. It's like a team, friends. Everybody does their part, you're going to be victorious, right? Well, some people don't understand the simplicity of what I just said. Now, with that said, I said, you know, back to him, I said, well, first of all, you're out of character, going back to the guy that wants to do an event in the state. And I said, furthermore, you need to understand that he that believeth on him is not condemned on Jesus. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. Believe is a verb. It's an action word. John 3, verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. So when he comes back to me and says, you know, don't throw that condemnation on me. No, wait a second. You just walked away from the cross. You threw your part on me, and then you had the audacity. In other words, he wanted me to bear his reproach. And again, I deal with this all the time. People want me to deal with their reproach because they don't want to bear their cross. And not realizing that when they say stuff like, well, don't throw that condemnation on me, they're not realizing right then and there. To me, they're telling on themselves. It also tells us in Romans 8, that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. And right before that it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Okay? So let's keep that into context here. Going on, America, you do realize that we're not at liberty to sin, either in the spirit or in the natural, right? I mean, we can't break the law and expect to remain a free people. Because, again, sin brings forth bondage, John 8:34, and in the end, death, Romans 6:23. And that death is both for the individual and also for a nation. Okay, and don't tell me, you know, yeah, that's a different conversation running through me right now. America, don't be like those of old who failed to learn from history, of those who departed from the living God, only to find that he meant what he said, for it is written. Psalms 119, verse 89. And going forward, if you still want to remain in denial or remain obstinate to God's word and feel that you need to tempt God through your willful transgressions, do remember what Jesus, the light of men, said to those who refused the truth as he was walking to Calvary to be crucified. Read Luke 23, verse 27 through 31. I'll say that again. Read Luke 23, 27 through 31. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. Why is that? Because during the time that they had, They failed to redeem it. And instead of redeeming the time, they waited until the last minute, until he was crucified. And he said, listen, don't weep for me. Weep for you and your children, because you failed to do your duty when you had time to do so. Sons of Liberty
At
Radio.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Wanted to give a shout out to Michael Roach, friend over at beforeitsnews.com. Check it out. Thank you for the broadcast. We appreciate your trust. With that said, folks, what I'm talking about right now is troubleshooters. In the heart of the prophetic, and making reference to the prophets of God and even the apostles, which the church is founded upon, friends. And going through it line upon line, precept upon precept. Manifesting his counsels unto you. And I was just talking about how when Jesus was going to the cross, it's interesting that prophet turned to the women and said, weep not for me, women of Jerusalem. He said, weep for you and your children. He said, because the days are coming in which they shall say, blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bear and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if these do this in a green tree, what shall they do in a dry tree? In other words, if they'll do this when you still have the power to do the right thing and do it not, imagine what they're going to do when they have absolute control. And by the way, you're getting closer and closer incrementally on a daily basis in the United States of America. And Christ said this for the very purpose that he was telling those that were allowing this to roll out, to transpire, this is happening because you love not the love of the truth. in action. You know, because again, when we go to 1 John 3:18, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and truth. By this our hearts are assured before him. By what we do, not what we say. You know, a little kid will say, you know, action speaks a lot louder than words. Oh, yes, it does. And love is always done in demonstration. The heart of the prophetic and the heart of the prophet is to reform and protect. Also keep in mind that them that are sent by Christ are not sent to tell the world that everything is all right. They are sent to slay sin. In America, you still have time to repent. Deuteronomy 30:19, Hebrews 3:8-9. I want you to listen to this carefully. Jesus said to those that refused to hear his message, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In Matthew 23:37, he turned and he said to the people that were following him, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, those that point the finger at the issue so that you might deal with it, and stonest them which are sent unto you, King James Version, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and you would not. Was the Lord there to hurt them? No. He was there to give them peace that he could offer on his terms. But the people didn't want peace on his terms. They wanted to do it their way. And because they wanted to do it their way, friends, 40 years later, the Passion of the Christ, after the Passion of the Christ, keep in mind, there was over 1,100,000 Old English, friends, found in the Fox's Book of Martyrs, 1,100,000 of those that said, your blood be upon us, speaking that of Jesus, were crucified to the walls of Jerusalem by their enemies. People have this thing in their minds that God is just out there like a Santa Claus telling the world everything is okay, and if you need anything, you want presents that keep you away from me and divert your attention away from me, just ask me for them and I'll give them to you. This is a fact. I mean, it's like a drug that people have taken. Why? Because they have such an off balance of a false grace and a false mercy, as if to suggest that God is like that too, when in fact he is not. He sets the record straight because he's holy and he's just. Read Jeremiah 9:24 when you get a moment. Psalm 9:97. Psalm 9:16 when you get a moment. Read Isaiah 26:9 when you get a moment. And yet again, people have this image in their minds of who God is and that everything is just going to be okay and I'm going to live like the devil. As a matter of fact, I had a lady one time tell me this. She said, you know what? I don't care what my kids do. They can live like the devil 6 days a week, but every Sunday they're going to be in church. That's right. And guess what? How do they act 6 days a week? Yep. And then they play the hypocrite on Sunday by praising Jesus. That's there. As a matter of fact, when they close their eyes and take their last breath, are going to stand before him as their judge. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. Hebrews 9:27. And why would they do that? Because they think that Jesus came down into the world to tell the world everything is okay, when in fact it's not. And again, keep in mind the message. That's all I have to do is keep telling you what is the message? What is the message? What is the message? What is the message? And when you take that and you put that in parallel with what you're seeing today, it's completely the opposite. And you're getting the exact opposite effects. What we're going to do tomorrow is we're going to talk about false prophets setting America at war with God. I wanted to kind of highlight just a little bit troubleshooters in the heart of the prophetic and staying to the Word. Because if we stay to the Word, that's always the safest place to be. When we get outside of the Word and we begin to offer our opinions, that's when we really set ourselves up for the fall. I mean, just look at media today. Instead of talking about playing the men and playing the women as journalists, now, for example, the conservatives of the day, the best they have, they went from Fox News, fair and balanced, to now opinion done right. See how this just goes little by little? When you go to the church, it reminds me of William and Catherine Booth, who when they first started out, their whole ministry in England, you know, it was fire and blood. And now it's doing the best that we can do. And they totally omitted God from the Salvation Army. They might be, you know, doing their thing behind closed doors, but they're not doing it publicly. And if you know the history of that of William and Catherine Booth, folks, they were some bold Christians, and they were the real deal. They were the real deal. It's not at all what you see today. I mean, what you see today, man, this is nothing but a catastrophe, apocalypse, in so many different ways of away from the faith. And so what we're going to do is we're going to pick that up tomorrow. And again, we're going to be talking about false prophets setting America at war with God, because we're seeing more and more and more and more of this. Some of the websites across the country, they keep piping up every time this one particular guy has anything to say. And apparently he must be the guy that he keeps talking about, how he's going to do this, that, and the other thing and set America straight. And he's going to set America in a way of righteousness that it's never known before. And we're going to prosper like nobody's business. And we better get on his train, because if we don't, we're going to be in trouble. We need to get with this program. I'm just sitting here looking at the guy that we're supposed to follow according to this false prophet, and seeing all the things that he has done contrary concerning his promises, yet this guy still puts both of his fingers on his eyeballs and he ignores what he's actually doing. But he's telling the American people, this is what you need to do and this is who you need to follow. You need to read Isaiah 30, friends. Read Isaiah 30, because he's putting you, or attempting to put the American people, under a covering that is not of the Lord in any sense of the word. In any sense of the word. And what we'll do is we'll highlight that. As a matter of fact, 2 Chronicles 19:10 says, "And whatsoever cause shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in their cities, between blood and blood, between law and commandment, statutes and judgments, you shall even warn them, that they trespass not against the Lord, and so wrath come upon you and upon your brethren, this do, and you shall not trespass before the Lord." And when you go to the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 5 talks about knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Again, how contrary to what we're hearing from the pulpits in America today. And we are setting ourselves up, friends, with the spirit of Antichrist if we're unwilling to get in the Word and stand in the gap and play the men of God and play the women of God when it's needed the most. Greatest is your glory in a time when it looks like there's no hope. And I know, and I've heard this said before, there's no worse death than the end of hope. Well, I want to tell you this, and I want to correct that, because it depends on who you put your hope in. Because the Lord promised, okay, period. He doesn't fail a word of his covenant, period, okay? He didn't fail a word of his covenant concerning the children of Israel. And nowhere can you find in Scripture, friends, anywhere where you find the Lord refusing to play a faithful God on the behalf of those that are faithful to him and his word. You just cannot find it anywhere. And again, what we're going to be talking about tomorrow is false prophets, and I'll give you the final scripture, Micah 3:5. It says, "Thus saith the Lord, concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry, peace, and he putteth not into their mouths, even they that prepare war against him." And it's exactly what we're seeing in America today. No longer are you to follow the Lord, now you're to follow a man, according to the false prophets. We're going to set that record straight tomorrow. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya!
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.